So, your name is the Cookie Lady.
Good morning.
Why are you called the Cookie Lady?
Well, it's because it started when the Trans Am bicycle trail started across the country. And they scheduled it when they made off the trail, in, I think in 74. When they came through Afton, we had a nice grocery store. And they didn't talk with anybody or anything, so the bikers all started in 76 on the map. There's a grocery in Afton. So they scheduled to stop and get the groceries. So they come into Afton in 76, and there is no store. There is no water. There is no campground.
So you were it.
So as I told them later, just as a joke, well, they would say, I just can't make it any further. And so I tell the bikers the reason I started feeding them, it was cheaper to feed them than it was to keep them. If they couldn't go any further, I thought I'd better go ahead and give them a lift. And of course, they knew I was kidding, so I would come to the house and get peanut butter, jelly, or whatever I had on hand, you know, take them. And then when we met the first group and talked with them, they explained that it was organized, and you know, they had a leader, people you could trust and you know, depend on. And so we put out the water hose, and I started baking cookies. So that lasted up until my dad died in 90. And I had to give up baking cookies because I just couldn't handle everything by myself. And so this is my 29th year. Incidentally, that's the arithmetic problem with me, too. Other people say it's 28. I say, count your fingers, and this is at 29. So, I'm 83 years old now, so I can't do what I have done, but I'm still trying.
We bicyclists love you.
Oh, well, they are wonderful to me. I don't have many family, so I consider the bicyclists my family. And they are... They remember me. I've even had Mother's Day cards and some Mother's Day gifts from some of them. And they come back to see me and they write to me. And it means a great deal to me.
Can you tell me anything about the birds that your cyclists have heard from here over the years?
Well, I have had quite a few cyclists that were, you know, they go around different places and hunt for birds and stuff. And they usually come up and listen to around the birds and hunt for them, and then they love to hit the parkway early in the morning and get the birds on the parkway. But because of all the trains and the cars and the cats, the dogs around there, why, you know, so many of the birds we used to have we don't see anymore.
Do you know any of the birds that are right around here? Like, what's that bird?
Mostly
saying?
What we get now are blue jays. And I get a woodpecker every once in a while. And then these other little birds, whatever they are, that's whistling up there in the trees. And I think it's because there's so many cats and animals around, you know, that it's a bad, you know.
That's actually an extraordinary bird up there. It's a bird called a brown thrasher. And he has over 2,000 different songs that he can sing.
Oh, my goodness.